From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A delegation of U.S. and European diplomats is reportedly heading to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia to try to broker a truce in the escalating conflict with Russia over the breakaway region of South Ossetia. Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili has proposed a ceasefire while accusing Russia of seeking to destroy his country. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev says Russia is trying to force the Georgian side to peace. The U.N. Security Council has been discussing the conflict today. The Council's current President Jan Gauls of Belgium says civilians are feeling the brunt of the fighting.
The humanitarian situation, which is deteriorating, which is worsening now very quickly, with an increasing number of casualties and refugees.
Gauls also said the conflict is expanding. Hundreds of people have reportedly been killed, most of them civilians. Reporter Lawrence Sheets is in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. He says officials there are claiming that Georgian forces have shot down at least 10 Russian aircraft.
We do know that Russian warplanes hit at least 4 residential buildings. These are multi-story apartment buildings in the city of Gori. There are many dead and wounded, but we don't have any precise numbers at this point. The Georgians say that other Georgian cities have been hit, including Poti, which is a Black Sea port. The Russian military now says openly that it is moving its Black Sea fleet in the direction of the Republic of Georgia. So things are getting more complicated as we speak.
Lauren Sheets reporting from Tbilisi. A memorial service was held in Frederick, Maryland today for Bruce Ivins, the Army scientist the government says was behind the anthrax attacks of 2001. Ivins died of an apparent suicide late last month. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
The church in the charming little town was packed, and through the doors as people entered, one could see many flowers at the head of the church. The media wasn't allowed into the ceremony, but Ivins' longtime neighbor Alan Brooks said the service was beautiful.
It was very positive, and people talked about the many good things he did in his life.
Brooks says people told funny stories about Ivins, who was well known for his kindness and sense of humor.
People couldn't say enough for him. They were just saying all the good things he's done, how he's helped so many people, and how he mentored people scientifically, how many contributions he made to vaccines.
Brooks says like others who knew Ivins, he can't reconcile the scientist the FBI calls a killer with the man who lived 5 doors away. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Syria says it will not allow United Nations nuclear investigators to revisit a site destroyed by Israeli jets last fall on suspicion it was a secretly built nuclear reactor. Syrian officials say they will answer questions posed by UN investigators about the site, however. This is NPR News from Washington. Internationally acclaimed Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish has died after undergoing heart surgery in Houston today. He was 67. His poetry was popular among Palestinians who saw it as giving voice to their experience of exile, occupation, and suffering. The BBC's Magdi Abdelhabdi remembers his work.
Mahmoud Darwish leaves behind more than 30 volumes of poetry and several prose works. Lyrical and epic are some of the most common adjectives used to describe his output. For decades, he was the most eloquent poetic voice of Palestinian pain and aspiration for statehood. The loss of a homeland, the brutality of the occupation, and life in exile are frequent themes in his early work. But in his latter years, he became more preoccupied with universal themes. The Palestinian diaspora became almost a metaphor for the human condition.
The BBC's Magdi Abdelhabi reporting. A Chinese man stabbed to death the father-in-law of the U.S. men's volleyball coach in Beijing today and seriously injured his wife and their tour guide. The attacker then committed suicide. On this first full day of competition at the Summer Olympics, defending gold medalist Mariel Zagunas of the U.S. led a gold, silver, bronze sweep of the women's saber event. Former President George H.W. Bush watched that competition. American swimmer Michael Phelps set an Olympic record in preliminary heats of the men's 400 individual medley.
Well, I wasn't expecting the heats to be that fast. But, you know, after seeing the first two heats, I kind of wanted to be the top seed going into tomorrow, and that's all I went out and did.
Phelps is hoping to break Mark Spitz's mark of 7 gold medals at the Games. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.